Welcome. My name is Damien Berg, and I'm with the Executive Committee with the World Federation. It is my honor today to present this shortcast. With us today, we have my dear friend, Annetta. She's one of the presenters today, or this week, during the 26th edition of the Congress here in Hong Kong. Annetta, tell us about yourself and start with your name and your position.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Damien. My name is Annette Rittig. I'm the Global Lead Infection Prevention and Control at Olympus Corporation.
Yes, it's so great to have you here. I've known you for many, many years, and watching you speak at Congress this year has been always inspiring for me, but I know for our members as well, too. So since we're talking about that, tell us about the title of your presentation.
Right. The title is a little bit complex, but actually the topic is super intriguing, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'm going to talk about interfering substances in endoscopic exams and how they impact microbiologic surveillance of flexible, reusable endoscopes.
That is a mouthful for sure, but it was an amazing presentation. I think the thing that I really like around here is we get to listen and hear on a global perspective from experts like yourself. So with that, can you give us a short summary of what the presentation covered?
Absolutely. All right, normally at these conferences, we hear a lot about medical device manufacturers and how they're interacting with reprocessing technologies. My presentation is going to be about stretching a little bit farther than this, and that is how do they actually, and the endoscopic exams are influencing the reprocessing results and the outcomes, and specifically here, the so-called interfering substances. And that's something you use during an exam. Let me give you an example, like defoaming agent or X-ray contrast media that are used during an exam, and how they can be removed during reprocessing, and if not, how they impact the reprocessing results.
Absolutely. We all know in the clinical use there's some stuff that's being used out there that in the clinical side that the reprocessing people don't understand or don't know and how it impacts it. So providing that research and insight is very valuable. So thank you for that. Now, with that said, why do you think people from all over the world should attend the WFHSS Congress?
Well, you know what? I think it's my 10th Congress this year. And for me, it was personally always a great learning opportunity. It's a fantastic way to interact with all people in the field, and as I said, industry, users, reprocessing technologies, but also medical device technologies. And therefore, I highly recommend the WFHSS as a event that is worthwhile building your professional expertise and building out your network with colleagues and friends.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we met again, I think it was 2017 in Bonn, Germany, and just build friendship and a collaborative partnership since then. And you know, it's really great to have an expert like you, not only because your expertise but your passion for the profession, but also for our members. So thank you again for sharing your information with us. Thank you for what you do for our profession, and we really appreciate you being on this podcast today.
All right, thank you. My pleasure, and look forward to be here again.